What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
And a very good afternoon. I nearly said morning, and welcome to the studio. And also on the line, first of all, good morning and welcome to the President of the Law Society of WA, Rebecca.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, 98.5, for having me.
Welcome. It's good to have you in the studio. And a very good afternoon. And on the line is Simon Crick from HHG Legal Group. Simon, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you both.
Now, we've got you both here today because it is Law Week in Western Australia.
It is indeed.
So tell us, WA Law Week, what is it all about? And is it only for legal professionals?
Law Week is a week of concentrated events and initiatives where the West Australian legal profession celebrates law and justice in the community. No, it's not just for lawyers.
Okay.
It's absolutely for the community as well. Law Week is to highlight the important role of the profession in providing access to justice, inclusion and community service. And the Law Society also provides an opportunity for the community to get involved. If I can give you an example, Mike.
Yeah, sure. That'd be great.
Right now, in the Gosnells Community Legal Centre, there is a child support free walk-in clinic that operates from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. today.
Okay.
On Albany Highway in Gosnells.
Great example.
Exactly. So there are others through the week. They're all available on the Law Society's website for people to check out what they can access and what events are available for them to attend if they wish.
So, Rebecca, just on that, what would be the most common issues that lawyers deal with? I'm sure, I mean, there's so many things, but what's the most common?
Lawyers deal across the spectrum of possible legal issues. The ones the community may well be more aware of is the criminal law and family law aspects. Law is a part of everybody's day-to-day life, and it can crop up at moments when people don't anticipate it. Problems that lawyers deal with in helping people access justice is the funding crisis that people legal aid has, community legal centres deal with on a regular basis, and it's making sure that people, not only in the city, but community, rural-based people, have equity of access to justice so that problems can be properly and peacefully dealt with.
Yeah. So just on that, how does WA's legal accessibility compare to other states? Like, how are we doing tracking here?
I think broadly there are similar problems around the country and it's a funding problem. But WA also has one of the largest territories. And so there are people in the rural communities which have greater difficulty in accessing the legal system because of distance as well as cost.
Sure, sure. How many, and you might, this one might be for you, Simon, how many cases would HHG Legal Group deal with on a weekly basis? Do you know roughly?
Weekly is a bit tricky, but I can say, I think pretty interestingly for listeners, that firms like ours, you know, and I think this is a very common assessment, have seen roughly a 45% increase in new instructions over the last 12 months. We've always been busy. The legal profession is a very, very busy profession. But it's alarming, I think, to see not only this massive increase in demand for legal services across the board, but also in a climate where the legal accessibility issue doesn't seem to be going away, seems to be getting worse. And I think something I'd just throw into the mix alongside Rebecca's comments on accessibility is that we're facing, I wouldn't say it's a new problem at all, but it's a growing problem, and that is the missing middle. You know, Australia-wide, we all as lawyers are becoming more and more aware that on the one end of the spectrum, you do have a lot of people that can afford private lawyers. But at the other end, you've got legal aid, and rightly, it's there for those that simply can't afford lawyers and, you know, really do need that government service. It's this middle group that can afford lawyers, but not for, let's say, the entirety of a case that's in court, any court. And these people are, they really are the Australian missing middle. It's a huge amount of people. It's the mums and dads, the very small business owners, And that's made a lot worse, I think, in rural, regional and remote Australia, as Rebecca's noted.
Mm. So I'm going to put you back on hold and we'll come back and continue on. I know you've got places to be. It's a big week, right?
It is a big week.
Law week.
There's an event on in the city at 1 o'clock.
Okay. So really appreciate you coming in and having a chat to you, Rebecca, and all the best with this week.
Thank you very much, Mike.
My guest in the studio has been the president of the Law Society of WA. That was Rebecca. And I'm going to continue this conversation with Simon Creek from HHG Legal Group. It is Law Week. We're going to chat about that after this one. 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Simon Creek from HHG Legal Group joins me on the line today. It is Law Week in WA, Legal Profession's annual celebration of law and justice in the community. Simon, you just mentioned about, just touched on with Rebecca about the legal aid affordability crisis. We touched on that, but you also mentioned you were talking about that group of people that sit in the middle. Can you maybe just expand a bit on that, what that looks like?
Absolutely. It's a bit of a soapbox issue for me, to be honest. Mm. It really worries me and many lawyers that on the one hand, you do have, the whole legal profession, really, apart from the legal aid element, being kept flat out week in, week out, looking after those private clients and business and government clients that can afford full service private law firms. Mm. At the other end of the spectrum, we have legal aid, and quite rightly, it's there as a safety net for those that, you know, really are on a means test, unable to afford private firms. And so legal aid carries out an incredible service, as do the community legal centres across the state and the country. But in the middle, you've really got the bulk of Australians. And this is troubling because these people can't get legal aid. They earn too much or they own a property, et cetera, even if they've still got a big mortgage. And they can't afford the whole full service of many firms for many cases. So the elderly, people in remote and regional Australia, people with disabilities, mental health issues, a lot of single parents, a lot of children, and a lot of very small business owners that, you know, are either in startup stage or really doing it hard. Mm. These people tend not to be helped at either end of the spectrum. And it's a problem. It's one, however, that I'm really hoping some light will be shone on in the next couple of years, because there are some moves to crank up a new kind of law firm, effectively a not-for-profit law firm, that has much lower rates, because these people in the middle can't afford legal fees. They just can't afford the full whack. They can't afford what a private firm has to charge because of its overheads. So we are constantly looking for new ideas there. It's probably the most troubling aspect of legal profession for me.
It's really interesting, because a lot of people then just wouldn't bother, right? Because if you're in that, and there'd be a lot in that category. You can afford a little bit, but if the case goes on for some length of time, how do you keep funding that? That's a really interesting one.
It is. And look, the NFP firm, the concept, it's still to be developed, but it's a good idea. There are some other good moves, which we are experimenting with at HHG Legal Group. And the broad term is effectively, it's like unpacking the whole case and everything a lawyer does, and working out with a client what they will do and what their lawyer will do, so that it's a team approach. Mm. And it might be that the lawyer does the research, the analysis, the drafting of the documents, the case preparation, and then a client appears in court, but prepared, far better prepared than they would be without their lawyer, but at half the cost, if you like. Now, the quality of outcome is never going to be as good, but we're constantly looking for, I guess, hybrid approaches to accessibility to justice. And that concept is definitely one that's got merit in some cases.
Awesome, Simon. I'll put you back on hold. We'll come back and chat some more. Good afternoon. Simon Creek from HHG Legal Group is on the line. We are talking about, it is Law Week this week, when with WA Legal Profession's annual celebration of law and justice in the community. Simon, how come you actually have this week anyway? What's it all about?
Look, it all kicked off back in 1983 as Law Day. It was literally one day organised by the Law Society at that point. It's grown into a whole week because at the end of the day, as time goes by, the legal profession does get more and more concerned about demystifying the justice system, keeping people informed about their legal rights, and generally trying to break down those barriers that tend to surround, those stereotypes that tend to surround the whole profession. And it's all driven by a huge profession-wide, nationwide concern about access to justice. So during the week, part of what we're doing is raising money for Law Access, which we'll talk about in a moment. But we're also running a lot of events. The Law Society is doing a fantastic job. There's a full program on their website. Just Google Law Society WA, and you'll see everything from pro bono clinics through to really, I think, important seminars for the public on different everyday issues, and a raft of helplines and what have you. It's a good opportunity for the profession to show the community a lot of what is actually there for the community, but also I think to bring to light what we do year-wide pro bono. And pro bono just means for free. So we can talk a bit more about that in a moment too.
Now, you just mentioned Law Access. So can you explain what actually Law Access is?
The best way to describe Law Access is as a clearinghouse for applications for pro bono legal advice. So, and I'll tell you what, I get these emails every week from Law Access, and the list of genuinely deserving cases that people just cannot get legal aid for or can't afford full service at a top private firm, that list just gets longer. And it ties into my earlier comments about Middle Australia and this big crack that's appearing there. So basically, Law Access runs a mean testing service. It then goes through all of the different applications for free legal advice. It works out those that are genuinely, I guess, deserving and have merit, and then puts it out to the whole profession, basically invites lawyers and law firms to pick some of these cases to do for free. And so every week it's genuinely providing this enormous service, and it makes it easier for the law firms too, because when we get those applications, we do know that they've been checked out and that they are legitimate, that they have merit.
I did not know that. That's quite fascinating. Simon, I'll put you back on hold. We'll come back and you okay to hang on there? We'll come back and chat some more. Simon, I've got a text question come in from Julian from Joondanna. Good morning, Julian. Julian says, where do community legal centres come into it? Are they viable?
Great question. Yep. There are, I think, 28 community legal centres in WA. They have a peak organisation, which you can access at communitylegalwa.org.au. And in essence, they provide a valuable service that attempts to touch on that missing Middle Australia issue that we talked about earlier, but a lot more as well. So it is means tested, and they're trying very hard to fill a gap where people are knocked back for legal aid. And they do a lot of work as well as actually providing legal advice there and then and on an ongoing basis for those cases that fit the criteria. They also make a lot of very important submissions to state and federal government on a number of levels about this whole access to justice issue. Accessibility is a big concern of the community legal centres, and for very good reason. There's some great reading on their website. I'd encourage anyone listening to Google, just Google Community Legal Centres WA. It's a big deal. There is a big need. They've been threatened with a lack of funding in the past. I think it's an annual worry for them. But the federal government has recently continued to fund things, and so they should. They just do a great amount of great work.
There we go. Thanks, Julian from Joondanna. Now, Simon, we've chatted with you previously about the pro bono work HHE is involved in, and you touched on it a little bit earlier. Why is pro bono work so important?
In essence, because these cracks in the ground that too many Australians are falling into. There's too many of them and the cracks are getting bigger. So legal aid, to be frank, is desperately underfunded in this country, certainly in this state. And that's a mix of federal and state funding. We've then got private firms that, you know, to be frank, year in, year out, don't seem to be able to keep up with the demand for their services. And the overheads and costs of those private firms, I can tell you personally, as the head of HHG, they just go up and up and up every year. And as a result, so do the hourly rates the lawyers need to charge. So we then look at people trying to fill in the cracks and help those that can't get legal aid and can't afford private lawyers for perhaps all of their case. And we've raised the Community Legal Centre issue. They do a great job. But it's really then falling on the shoulders of the entire legal profession to give back. And it's something I have to say has always been quite encouraging to me, because when you come through law school and out the other end, it's made very clear to you that the law isn't just a business. It is a profession. And with that comes responsibility to the community that you live and work in. And it's always been taken very, very seriously. Most law firms would take on a lot of pro bono work a year. We became so overwhelmed with the demand and also the demand for sponsorships for charities and things like that, that in 2015, I set up HHG Giving Back, which is effectively our charitable and pro bono arm. And it's a model I hope other firms follow, but whether they've got their own setup or not, the fact is that nationwide, lawyers are doing over $2 billion of pro bono legal work for the community. And I think it's important that the community knows that, because the stereotypical image is often that we're that we're not doing anything but sending out big bills. So, you know, it's nice to be able to say we do more than that.
Did you say two billion across the nation?
Yeah.
Wow.
Correct.
So what's that? That's about probably a month's wage, do you reckon? There was a line there, Simon. I had to use it.
Wouldn't that be enough? There was. I led with the chin there, didn't I?
You did. You led me into that. Simon, I'll put you back on hold. We'll come back and chat some more. On at 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Simon Creek is with me. Now, Simon, just to finish off today, I know you guys are always busy, but have you got time to even do anything for Law Week this week? What does it look like for you guys?
Oh, look, we make time every year. It's a really important event for the profession and for the community. So what we're doing this year and what we've done each year is effectively broaden the free legal assistance clinics that are run by HHG Giving Back, our charitable arm. So for the whole of this week, being Law Week, between 4 and 6, there is a hotline on our website that people can book in for free legal assistance with senior lawyers within their specialty. And the aim at the end of the day is just to give back to the community in a bigger way than we do for the rest of the year. I will say, though, that HHG Giving Back runs those clinics. They have had to be by phone and video for COVID reasons for a while, but these days we're getting back to face-to-face, and they're in all of our 5 offices in Perth, Mandurah, Joondalup, Bunbury and Albany. So, you know, that's our contribution. We were also out at the crack of dawn yesterday walking to raise money for Law Access. That went really well. But it's not just HHG, you know, the whole profession this week is getting out there and giving back, and it's just fantastic to see.
That's so good. You're out walking, collecting. That's amazing.
Indeed. So the virtual walk wasn't as virtual as I'd like, because it was still out in the cold. But I was on my own. but it was a good cause. I got cold for a good cause. It was great. We raised quite a bit of money. In fact, we raised 150 grand yesterday as lawyers in WA.
What?
For Law Access.
Wow. Simon, just before you go, you just mentioned about the giving back, the 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. thing that you're actually doing across various locations. Does that get taken up? Like, are people aware of that, do you think? Like, do you get inundated?
This week, absolutely very busy because the Law Society has been advertising it as part of Law Week.
Yeah.
I don't think it's getting as much uptake as I'd like to see for the rest of the year. But as you know, Sunshine is doing a fantastic job of advertising that service. And bit by bit, we are seeing an increased demand. I think this is a good issue you raised, though, just to close on. And that is that lawyers typically aren't very good communicators of what they can offer the community. And that's one reason I think there's so many lawyer jokes out there. We kind of asked for it by not putting our best foot forward.
That's right.
But look, seriously, if you ask the Law Society to give you a list of all those things that can be accessed at reduced rate, or, you know, if you are means tested and really need full-blown, complete legal assistance, I think a lot of people would be surprised. So
interesting.
If in need, contact the Law Society of Western Australia. They are our representative body,
yep,
and they've got everything at their fingertips. They will be able to point you in the right direction.
Good on you, Simon. Nice to talk to you again. We'll catch up next Wednesday.
I'll look forward to it.
My guest on the line today has been Simon Creek from HHG Legal Group, as it is Law Week here in WA. You are on 98.5.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.